In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD from Connecticut, Matt Taylor. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Andy. How's it going?
It's going well. You're in Connecticut. What part of Connecticut?
I'm from Stamford, Connecticut.
Ah, the city that works.
That's right.
That's what they call it. Why is that?
I guess because everyone's working. We got a thriving downtown, and it's getting bigger and better every day, to be honest with you.
It's true. Well, thanks for your honesty. Now, you first hit the stage, I understand, at a very young age. How old were you?
Yeah, I was like 3 years old, I want to say. It was like 1,000 people. It was my grandfather's work function. It was like a big work party, and it was outdoors in front of 1,000 people. And he was successful in the company and gave a speech to rally the troops in front of this, you know, on this big stage.
Mm-hmm, sure, and, corporate event, yeah.
Yeah, big corporate event. And apparently I was just devastated that, you know, I was not brought up to the stage to perform for the crowd. We had my toy guitar in the car, so he came down from the stage. I was in tears. He brought me to the car. We got the toy guitar out. And then I went up on the stage in front of 1,000 people and did a rendition of Home on the Range. All I remember is coming down off the stage and someone coming up to me, one of his coworkers, and being like, "Hey, son, can I get your autograph?" And I remember asking what an autograph was. I had no idea what that was.
You were hooked at that point, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was like shows and performances from like the time I could talk.
Well, what's cool about that is that you're not afraid to do it yourself, DIY. And you go wherever the music takes you, don't you?
So I went to the University of Miami, so I recorded a lot there. And then I've been recording, you know, back here sort of in the New York City area. And then, you know, one of my good friends from college is out in Los Angeles, and he's a really talented producer and engineer. So I actually flew out to Los Angeles a few months ago and recorded some songs out there that I've been putting out. One of them I put out last Thursday. It's a new song called Nobody But You. I've been doing more recordings this summer too, so it's going to be fun.
Who else is in the band? Might as well give them their radio props.
Yeah, we got to give them a shout out. Yeah, it's actually guys I went to high school with. My buddy Rob plays guitar. He's a really good lead guitarist. And then one of my good friends from high school, Mike, is on the drums. And then I have my other buddy, Matt, doing rhythm guitar and harmonies, vocal harmonies.
Okay.
And then my man Colby is on the bass.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Matt Taylor. Do you throw away a lot of songs that just aren't worthy of Matt Taylor?
I had this song. It's a single I put out recently called Everything that I love the recording of it. I love how we arranged it and did it on the recording, but I realized doing it live, it wasn't the same thing. And so, you know, that's a song we don't really play live anymore, but some of the other songs I think sound even cooler live, just with the energy and the crowd and the live instruments and all that kind of stuff.
Do you think you put out a good show? Are you still working on that?
Yeah, you know, I think we get better and better every gig. We were just talking about it, actually. We were rehearsing last night we're doing the Jersey Shore Fest out in Seaside Heights on May 18th, and we were talking about the last show we did was at Rockwood Music Hall in the city. We came off that stage like, man, that was probably the best we ever sounded. And so we're always trying to sort of tighten up the ante, change things to make it pop more live so it looks good, it sounds the best it can be. And I'm happy, but I'm definitely never fully satisfied, so we're going to keep pushing ourselves.
Why did you go to the University of Miami?
They have a great songwriting program. I was in high school, and I started writing songs. You know, I'd always noodled on the guitar. It was always like a sort of side hobby that I enjoyed but didn't take seriously until, you know, I was playing football, and I got such a bad concussion I couldn't remember anything that happened that day, and so I realized maybe it was time to find a new thing to do.
Something cool. A little safer, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I had the guitar, and I started writing songs, and we had like a school talent show, and I sang for my school talent show an original song that I wrote. People came up to me after, and they were like, man, we really liked that song. It was really catchy. It was actually had my heart. And so after that, I started writing more songs, and then I saw that University of Miami was one of several schools that had a good songwriting program, and I was fortunate enough to get into several of those schools, and I love Miami from the get-go.
Let's talk about Had My Heart, the song we're going to hear in just a moment. How did that song become?
Yeah, I mean, that was really, it really is the first song I ever truly wrote. I mean, it was, I think, sophomore year of high school that I wrote it. It was me sitting at the piano and just sort of noodling around, and the melody for the chorus sort of came out. And then I finished it. I mean, I wrote it pretty quickly in about 10 minutes just because I was feeling so inspired at the time. And then performed it at the school talent show, like I said, got good feedback on it. And so it always sort of had like a special place in my heart.
Matt Taylor, T-A-E-L-O-R. Matt, you got it. What's your website?
It's matttaylor.com, MattTaylor.com.
And they can find your music at other formats too?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, I mean, SoundCloud. We got it everywhere.
Matt Taylor in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Here's the song, Had My Heart. Matt, good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Andy.